Hello and welcome to this wonderful segment brought to you by the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. We got this. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me today is President of the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers, Sharon Rose Gittins. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Jason. Hi, listeners. Good to be here again on We Got This.
Yes. We also have Anita Gittins, no relation, I understand, who is the Vice President. Hello, Anita.
Hi, Jason. Great to be here. Hi, listeners. We got this.
Indeed. And member of the board, Kathy Ann Wiggins. How are you doing, Kathy Ann?
I'm not too bad. Just poor, peaceful, and polite, as usual. Now we got this.
Yes, indeed. So, Sharon Rose, before we continue, let's do a brief rundown over what the BAPSW is for, the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. What are the aims and what is the purpose of the organization?
The organization is an organization made up of social workers, both from the student right up to the retiree. So your life as a social worker, you can be part of this NGO. And we try very hard to be the voice of social work within our country. So within that mix, we have various types of social workers spanning different areas, attending to different client groups. But as the association, we're really trying to encourage, promote, and basically ensure that social workers on the island are taken care of. In terms of professionally, we build the profession. We also build their skills in terms of training and retraining in areas. So it's a good place to be as a social worker and as someone graduating from UWI, trying to secure that first job as a social worker. And then once you're employed as a social worker, it's also a very good place to be retooled, redeveloped, and also build on your professional skills. And you meet very good people, other social workers. So it's really a wonderful mix. A medley of social workers on the island.
Approximately how many people do you represent who are in the profession, and how can we find out more and get in contact?
At this present time, we have 100 strong members, and access to us is quite easy. Either by calling 240-8572, it's WhatsAppable. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an email, which is BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, and we still have a postal address, which is PO 955 Bridgetown, Barbados.
Excellent. And speaking of Bridgetown, Barbados, and Sandy, you recently took a wonderful trip out of Bridgetown, Barbados and into Panama City, Panama. I understand that you attended a conference, and I wanted to spend the next few minutes talking about the conference that you attended and whatever other sights and sounds you saw in Panama.
That trip was worth all the days that we spent. And as you shared with our listeners, we'll go through that trip with others. So Anita, take us from the landing.
Well, before we get to the landing, there was a call out to our Backstreet members whether they were interested in taking part in the conference. And that call, we managed to have 10 members who actually took part in the conference. And it was a wonderful experience. You would imagine that there were 10 members who had not spent any time together before, but we had a wonderful team spirit and we had a great time together in Panama. What we did, we created a chat so that we could keep in contact, because this started like from last year. And also to note that most of the members paid for their own tickets, the hotel fees, and conference fees. And we went there to represent Barbados and by extension, BAPSWEE. And it was, you know, it was a time where we could network, where we could make friends, you know, and meet people, because it was a worldwide conference, a joint worldwide conference. So we met people from various countries all over the world. So that was part of it. And obviously going on the plane, it was only a 3-hour trip.
Yes.
From Barbados to Panama. It was quite a wonderful flight, so no hiccups or anything. And we then got off, and Panama, it's just like Barbados, hot, but very, very nice. Hot, but obviously the buildings and everything, they are quite different in Panama City.
Yeah.
So we wanted to just share the good things that happened in Panama. There were some members who were able to give us some little tidbits on conferences, because there's some who had attended conferences before and some of us who had not. So that kind of prepared us for what to expect. And that's where we were from Barbados to Panama.
I understand the conference is called SWSD. What is the acronym stand for and how was the conference?
The acronym is Social Work Education and Social Development. It was coordinated between the International Association of Social Work, the International Council of Social Welfare, and the International Federation of Social Workers. So the three of those associations came together and put the conference together in Panama City.
Beautiful.
So it's education and social development.
Yes, yes. And it's a conference that happens every 2 years. So during COVID, it would have been an online conference, and our next conference in 2026 actually takes place in Kenya. And that's a decision made by those three entities because it's a global conference. And just to give a little bit more, although we facilitated the costs as social workers, I want to recognize the Barbados Tourism.
BTMI,
correct.
Yeah.
Great job. Thank you so much. Your sponsorship went a long way. So we were able to give gifts to the social workers of Chile, Mexico, Dominican Republic. We put them all together and we literally shared out over 50 bags of goodies from Barbados. So as I shared with them and said, hey, you're going to Barbados for one day or for a few minutes with this goodie. So just to add, in terms of as a conference attendee, we were given bags, books, meals were provided, including literature from the booths you were able to collect. But I want our listeners to recognize that this is a conference of educators, of social development focused individuals across the globe. So we interacted with persons from Russia. We listened to presentations and symposiums and workshops, even from a group that went to Korea. And even let's bring it home to the region, there were presentations by Jamaica, Tobago, and Guyana. Right. And then there were also a poster demonstration. So you're not just listening. And don't worry about the language. Yes, Panama is predominantly Spanish, Espanol. I should really say hola. And they provided us with the instrument in terms of interpretation and translation to the language. Mm-hmm. Because you also have persons there who spoke Portuguese, and some of the presentations were also in that particular language. So it was, in essence, over 1,000 participants. And Barbados was there. We were even part of the farewell video, have us with our flags saying, yep, thank you to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Kathy Ann, did you attend the conference?
Yes, I did. So, my task is to say our experience post-conference. Right?
I'm seeing a lot of laughter and smiling, so I'm sure you all had a lot of fun.
Yes, yes, we did. I have a few points noted here, so let me start with language barrier.
Okay.
I think that basically learning to speak another foreign language is a must. A must. But as you know, we're in the era of technology now. So we have the cell phones, so we were able to download the
Google Translator.
Right. So, yeah. And for me too, I always want my pen and my paper. So the first thing I said, do you speak English? I was writing it, not speaking it. Do you speak English?
All right.
Another aspect I found different was the food. Mm-hmm. You know, we Belgians like to cook up and put in a lot of things in our food. But I found that the food, I want the Panamanians to hear me, the food was quite bland. They like a lot of salt. But in that, in terms of moving around the mall and stuff, you had a variety to choose from. So you had Caribbean, Asian, Mexican. So you had a good variety of food while you were traveling.
Good.
In terms of the buildings, I'm very impressed with the high rise. And I think that maybe that is a way that the Caribbean countries will have to go in terms of maximizing space for more housing solutions.
Yeah.
The experience with the Panama Canal, in terms of visiting the canal, we actually saw a ship moving in. Wow. And how the gates opened and stuff like that. The video was quite interesting too, because it showed you like from post canal two canal where you had like, it was just like bare jungle life.
Okay.
But the video would give you the lead up to how the canal originated.
Right.
So it showed like from jungle to canal, and it is the fastest way of transporting through that canal.
Yes, indeed.
So it's a good thing they actually built the canal, and it's also known as the crossroad to the world.
Indeed.
That as far as I saw, but Sharon, they went other places, so I don't know if she want to expand on the other places that she will.
I will give her 20 seconds. Sharon Rose, I see you there smirking.
Because really the other places, I mean, Kathy dealt with it in terms of the museum we visited, the Black Africa Museum, really complemented what the Panama Canal did not show us in the movie, which showed the work and the contributions made by our West Indians or regional entity as related to Panama.
Yes, yes, indeed. There are many of our great-grandparents that went to Panama. Some did not manage to return because they died or because they moved on to other countries, but they made a tremendous contribution. I'm really happy that you returned safely and that you had a wonderful time in Panama.
Thank you.
Do you have any final words on how the conference will impact your work as an organization and perhaps as individual social workers? We'll start with you, Sharon.
First up, I would like to say open my eyes, and I think even in terms of the association's work as relates to learning another language, but in terms of the presentations that were put forward, I think moving us as social workers to see what we do as valuable researchers, what we are thinking as practitioners really translate very closely, and we are hoping to have a paper in 2026, more than one, because we were definitely inspired to write.
How about you, Anita? What will you take on for?
Well, basically, it shows that the social issues, some may be different, but most of them are the same in all the countries that were represented. So, you know, it's something that we really need to work together to help those who are in need, regardless of what country you're from. Another thing that came up was a lot about culture and the colonialism that is still out there, and it's hampering, you know, those who are in need of social services. So that came up to me.
And Kathy, to bring up the rear.
Well, for me, it shows that the Caribbean countries are not on a spectrum by themselves. We are in a worldwide society, because I found that the problems that affect the Caribbean also affect, you know, the wider global framework. And I think it inspired me to write and hope that government takes this association seriously, not just as volunteers, but professionals.
This has been a wonderful conversation, and it's come to an end, but looking forward to having you next time on We Got This. Last word to you, Sharon Rose.
Thank you, BTMI. Thank you. Definitely thank you, Ian Walcott, who was also and is our ambassador in Panama. He embraced us to the max. So definitely much thanks. And thank you, listeners. Go to Panama. If you can, go to Panama.
Excellent. Thank you once again for listening to We Got This, the broadcast of the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. The voice you heard before mine, Jason Bell, was that of the president of the organization, Sharon Rose Gittins. Joining her today were Anita Gittins, Vice President, and Kathy Ann Wiggins, member of the board. Hasta luego. Thank you, ladies, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.